So Ned, should we talk about what motivated us to write this paper on the future of technology and sport from a disability perspective?
Okay, well, I think it's fair to say that sporting and physical cultures have played a transformative role in both of our lives. All I wanted to become was a rugby player when growing up, but I became too damaged to continue. Oddly, this sent me on a path of social research. My energy went from playing sport to thinking about how various sporting cultures position different bodies, be it in relation to gender, ethnicity, or ability. What about you, Harry?
Well, my story is that I went from being an infantry soldier in Afghanistan, where physical fitness was drilled into us, to losing my legs when I stepped on a bomb. And this led to a journey of technological self-discovery as I learned to walk again on powered prosthetics.
Yeah, there's a chapter on your book on this, Hybrid Humans, that really connected with my ongoing research. It's that one with you tuning into the Paralympic Games whilst rehabilitating in hospital, and then later travelling to watch an event that I had also been following, that competition sometimes referred to as the Cyborg Olympics in the media.
It was great when you got in touch, because we began watching the cyberathlon together and talking about what it would mean for disability futures when we see new hybrid performances in the sporting arena.
Yeah, right. And from this basis, we started to exchange letters, trying to imagine different technological and sporting futures.
And in the paper, we present what we imagined in comic book form. In these, we foreground a range of both opportunities and issues for disabled people.
Unfortunately, we've got no time to talk about these now, but we very much hope that anyone who's interested in these topics reads our paper that unpacks these areas in detail, but also highlights key areas that should be considered when moving forward.